Hi, everybody. This is Richard Tracy with Criminal Masterminds, and you're listening to us on America Out Loud Talk Radio and Podcast Network. I am at Al's house because why? I am homeless. I sold my house, and I was running my state-of-the-art studio. When I'm not in my Manhattan penthouse studio, I am on occasion like to run my podcast. So we have it. Yeah.
I'm lending you my home studio in this L.A. penthouse.
L.A. penthouse. Yeah. Does L.A. have penthouses? Because my understanding is they're all... Oh, yeah. They do have high rises there.
L.A.? Yeah. Haven't you seen that Escape from L.A.?
Yes. The worst movie ever. I think I was okay with it until the basketball scene.
Yeah, the basketball scene completely ruined it.
It completely wrecked the entire...
No, I'm sorry. No. The first indicator was the shark.
But that was after the basketball scene.
That was after the basketball scene.
Yeah, remember they were surfing through the...
Maybe.
Who cares? Wow.
Why don't we just discuss Battlefield Earth instead?
I know, really. I went to... It's police week, right? Mm-hmm. Yes, I went to the law enforcement memorial yesterday. And it was very nice. But before I get to that, yes, I am. I sold my house, so I just
bought a house,
and I'm hopefully gonna have a new house come in June.
When? Oh, June.
And I will have an actual studio for podcasting,
with like posters on the wall.
We can have posters on a wall if you'd like posters on
the
wall.
Yes, I wanted to. I already gave you the idea. I wanted to bring the mugshots of villains from different films.
Like one? Which one?
Like Bob from Twin Peaks. Have you seen this man? And the one from Breaking Bad when what's his name? Walter White goes missing.
Is that the guy with the hat?
Yes. Heisenberg.
Police week, everybody. I was at the memorial yesterday. Went to the mall?
The mall.
The mall by the Capitol. And it was, I've never been to one before. In the decade of being in this realm of law enforcement, I won't go into the details of the profession, but...
safe to say you have to drive, 4 hours south from NYC,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course. 4 hours, more like five.
You know what? In 93, when we moved from New York to here, I'm kind of giving away. You didn't want to give away.
Yeah.
But I thought it took us about 4 hours. But you know what? Maybe we were younger.
You were younger and
much slower when
perhaps you were enjoying the ride and you were still seeing America for the first time ever.
Look, no bread lines.
Yeah, like the new cars. I think I was always fascinated with new cars.
That was a van, Dodge Caravan.
The old boxy Dodge Caravan.
Yeah, it took us for $300.
$300
or something like that.
That's not bad.
Yeah, now you have to pay $300 just to go across town.
I guess so. Yeah. But I took, I ended up going on the, I metroed down to, from my hotel down to, DC.
DC.
And, there's the cops everywhere.
Is it because DC is so bad?
No, it was for the first time ever. It was because they were all gathering for a mutual, thing, which is, you know, the police week thing,
police
the memorial.
Week.
Yeah. The candlelight vigil.
Is it every night candlelight vigil?
I don't know.
How long is the police week? Is it like
a week?
7 days?
You know, police week? Two weeks.
I asked our dad one time, hey, Dad, how long was the 6 day war? And he looked at me like, are you really my
you
son?
You are. You didn't ask that question.
I did.
How old are you?
I was 27.
Oh, that's funny. No, a police week is a week. And
seven days.
What?
Wait, I was adjusting.
Oh, you're okay. Thank God.
I realized I can't say it on the air. What exactly
no,
was I adjusting?
That's good. But anyway, I went down there with some friends, some you know, police friends, and it was cold too. It was like the very cold. It wasn't very cold. It's just you know.
It was very cold for me.
Pretty cold for me.
It's disgusting. You know, our heater's kicking in like every, you know, 15 minutes because it's so cold in here.
Yeah.
And in a few days, it's going to be 90 degrees.
Yeah, it
so
is.
AC's
well, today was nice.
In.
Today was pretty nice.
Today was like the only nice day so far.
It was a nice day so far. Anyway, get back on track.
You mentioned the weather first.
Yes, I did. But anyway, once you get to the mall, there's like just a sea of, once you get into the middle of the mall, and they start giving candles out and everything. It was kind of cool.
Lots of people.
A lot of people, now, like hundreds upon hundreds.
Did you have more people than during Trump's inauguration, but not as many as during the Obama
administration?
What time was it? Was it 11 o'clock or was it 10 o'clock? How many of those pictures were online? You know, Obama, Trump, Metallica. Yeah, I actually made up my own. I made, do you remember? My wife is actually here. She's just silent. I took over the microphone away from her.
She's been talking, but the
microphone was off. She just has no idea that it's been off all the time. Nothing's been recording. This microphone imitates me because whenever she talks, I completely ignore her too. So it doesn't change much.
Doesn't change anything.
So anyway, do you remember my lovely wife? Happy Mother's Day, by the way.
How happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Yeah. Do you remember when I made, I made the same thing. I took, it was only a matter of time before anybody did. I took Obama. The mall is just packed. Then I picked the Trump. For Trump, I just used empty, before even inauguration, probably something from October, put it there. And that I took a shot from Lord of the Rings. I put Saruman in his
arm. Oh, I saw that one. Yeah, that was funny. That was
I got 29 likes on my Facebook.
Oh,
it's a record.
Still nowhere near as what mom gets.
Yeah, mom for her putting her
her duck face. My mother.
Put the lips out.
I can't stand it.
But
she gets 300% more likes than I do.
You should push your this podcast
onto her.
Maybe we'll finally get more than two listeners.
Tag her, yeah.
What is this?
Anyway, I got there. They did the candlelight. Everybody lit up candles. The lighting of the candles was really cool because it was like a sea of it wasn't candles so much as just candles lighting up people's faces. So it was just faces, a sea of faces, all the way from...
Just floating and...
All the way to the monument.
Oh.
And then I got a good picture of it as the sun was setting behind the monument. It was kind of nice. It was very nice, very touching. Wasn't a difficult situation at all.
Like a general, Tony.
I'm considering, you know what we should have in our new studio?
Pie-o-my.
That famous. Yeah, that famous.
But it has to be the one when he's dressed like a general. What's his name? Polly Walnuts ordered, right?
Yes. Do you think that I can have somebody develop that for me and blow
easily.
It up?
Yeah, you can go to any...
and I can frame it? Shutterfly could do it for you.
Yeah,
that would be good. That would be great. And then once that whole thing was done, then they read 300 names of all the police, 300 and some names of officers that passed away in 2016. Not passed away, got killed in 2016.
That 300 names? I thought it's only 170
309,
something.
I think.
Oh, it that increased that much?
I think so, but it including federal... every single state, I think, yeah. Hmm. It was a long time. If I'm wrong, I'm really sorry, but I think that's what it was.
I was told that a police officer gets killed or dies in the line of duty every 50-something hours. So it's every 2 days. And if I'm not mistaken, there are 365 days a year, so we should be...
Right at
150?
Well, why don't you Google it for me? Because now I feel like an
a-hole.
What?
Why did I bring it up? I hate
But anyway, they were reading all the names, so they would come up and read in state of Alaska, and then the guy would go through whatever jurisdiction was representing state of Alaska at that time. I think Alaska only had one name. But anyway, they would read through all the names. The states would go through an alphabetical order, but you really get a sense of how huge the state is. When it just keeps going with names. Like California, it was a long list. But also the jurisdictions.
A tremendous size. A tremendous jurisdiction.
And then Florida was lengthy. New York had a lot of fatalities. A lot.
What about Rhode Island?
I don't recall if Rhode Island had any. I'm not sure.
What's the least populated state in the United States?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Probably
Montana.
Alaska,
probably, yeah. Maybe.
Canada. Do you remember when Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Forget it, he's on a roll. Yeah. So they read that, and then after that, And it's funny. Somebody started lighting up the candles prior to them reading the names. And then as Sessions came out to talk, too, it was kind of cool. Anyway, and then whoever was talking said, if you can refrain from lighting up all the candles until after we read all the names.
Were you the one who did?
Oh, everybody had candles. It was some song. Somebody was playing a song, some song. And during that song,
people put everybody, out lighters. Yeah,
everybody put the things up.
Some people put their iPhones with the images of lighters.
Yeah. And then, somebody started the candles and it lit up. It was really cool because the picture I got was actually, that's when we weren't supposed to have our candles lit. So anyway, everybody kind of put the candles out.
Remind me when we're done with this topic to talk about candles.
Candles, okay. And then, And then after all the names went through, so finally everybody lit the candles up again. And that was really cool because it was completely dark outside and then everything was illuminated by these candles. And then it was pretty much over. And then the party started. Everybody Ubered over to the Nats, near the Nats Stadium where all the vendors were, mm-hmm. beer, DJ, and it was just a bunch of cops getting annihilated. Mm-hmm. And I felt perfectly safe. No fights, no gunshots. Apparently there was an accidental discharge in the last year.
Last year.
Oh. And there were, somebody said there was a fight last year too. But this year, at the time that I was there, I bumped into a bunch of people, like,
Did they beat you senseless?
And I said, excuse me. And they're like, oh, you're good, no problem. And I was like, wow.
You can bump into me again.
It's like, usually you bump into anybody in Southeast D.C., they're like,
shots fired.
Boy, they are really trying to rejuvenate Southeast. We're driving through there. It's still not a good area. still sucks. But yeah, there were a bunch of vendors there. Blue Lives Matter was there. Mm-hmm.
Randy Sutton.
I didn't see him. I don't know if he made it. Didn't fly out. Maybe he didn't make it. But a bunch of other vendors. There were like a lot of T-shirt vendors.
Stickers,
T-shirts.
Guitar picks.
No guitar picks. But I was walking through, and then I noticed it was like this. Like a plaque type of thing, like a wooden thing where they would finish the wood. Like imagine 50 inches across, like a big wooden piece. And it's like an American flag on it. And it has like a thin blue line running through it.
I've
and everything.
Seen one of those actually in person.
Yeah. So we were there. We started.
I would never be able to make anything like that.
I would never be able to make it like that because I'm not talented. These guys were talented. It was called Flags of Vapor. And I kind of want to get one for the studio, too. So, anyway, they're cops, I think, making, at least veterans, making this. So, it's if you guys are curious, I'm curious, certainly. I will go get something for the new studio. Flagsofvalor.com. I was about to say Flags of Vapor.
Valor?
Valor.
Hey!
This is Flags of... what is this? Rena, can you tell me this word?
Here, let me...
Flags of Valor.
Let me read
com.
It. It's a...
For some reason, I saw a vapor.
Flags of Valor. You know, you can't even... It's not even like a word like... You know, my wife and I, on many occasions, we just drive
get
down...
a dictionary?
And we see like different signs, uh-huh. and we started to like try to pronounce it phonetically. Like, for example, school. I say it's school.
Oh, a chiropractor. I always say chiropractor.
Yeah. Law enforcement. Line of duty.
No, I never... I don't have those kind of issues.
I
you
do that.
Have bigger
I
issues
do
than
that. And I say how, I'm sorry, how dumb English is.
English is a dumb language, I have to say sometimes. Like the word no, not the N-O, the K-N-O-W.
Yeah, knife, knife.
Knife. Night. You know, not the good night, the white night.
White night, knife.
The K's and the N's, they just, I don't get. And there are a lot of silent letters. But if I had to pick any language to speak, if somebody said pick either Russian or English, I'd in a heartbeat would pick English. English is just a cool sounding language. By far better.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. Check us out on AmericaOutloud.com.
I forgot we're supposed to pause.
Yeah, it's okay. You're forgiven. AmericaOutloud.com. Now, iPhones, you go to your podcast app, you punch in Criminal Masterminds, you hit subscribe.
I have it on my iPhone.
Yeah, right, that's now. One thing I miss about the iPhone is you can just, there's the communistic approach to capitalism is
they Orwellian.
Yeah, they refrain. They don't allow you to use anything outside of Apple.
They put Stalin on as a wallpaper. Right. You can't remove.
But why is this phone red? But then, in addition to that, it's just one app, and you can find everything you need on that one app. And then Apple basically says, why do you need to go anywhere else when you can just enjoy this one app? And luckily, if you type in Criminal Masterminds, yes, I got sound.
Here, and that's what you hear as a ringtone.
Oh, yes.
And it goes for this entire song.
Yes, this is.
You have to wait before you can answer. You have to listen to the entire.
You know when you turn on your iPhone and it loads and it has a little iPhone icon. It's a little hammer and sickle.
Little hammer and sickle.
And it's this in the background playing.
In the back, instead of Apple, it's Lenin's head with a bite out of it.
Yeah.
His bald spot.
No, it's just Gorbachev. With
Gorbachev,
his
yeah.
Or Stalin. Ah, wow. Well,
you know.
Yes,
that's power.
That is a powerful anthem.
You know, I'm
that if for those who aren't familiar,
that
this
stirs feelings inside.
This is
of
the
me.
USSR. It's a pretty intense, yeah. epic, very epic.
You can
anthem.
Hear it at the end of Rocky IV.
Yes, you can.
Yes,
but you know what's the best is the good old USA.
Yeah.
Can you pull that one up for me while I describe how you can find us? You can also for the Android users. There's so many different apps because, you know, independence, you can download a plethora of podcast apps. But anyway, Google us. We'll come up, Criminal Masterminds. We're also on iHeartRadio, and you could download, you can subscribe to America Out Loud on iHeart, yeah. And then we're from 6 to 8 a.m. Yeah, it's on. It's No,
it's ads. Oh, no. There's no ad for the...
Oh, that's good. They're
Why
respectful.
Can't I hear
to
anything?
I can't. I don't know.
Oh, here.
Yes.
And that's what you hear on your Android as a ring.
This is the Android, Samsung
yeah.
Android.
Yeah, and you can turn it off, and you don't have to wait for the entire
yeah,
length.
You
of
can
this.
Skip it
because it's America. It's freedom.
It's freedom.
It gives you freedom. I love America.
Because
I love USA. I
because,
love sex.
Android gives you about 100 different podcast apps. Yeah. And I would promote this show on a podcast for Samsung users, but I just don't know what app you could use because there's about 100 apps. But if you Google America Out Loud or Criminal Masterminds, I bet you'll find us. Listen to this. I like this by far better than
Soviet anthem.
Yeah, of course. Why do you think we came here in the first place?
Yes.
It's better. It says, go do and be
you
what
know,
you want
to
be.
You know, I must say, to me, is I feel loyalty to both.
Well, yeah, you, how many years did we spend over there? But then it all fell apart.
Yes. Yeah, but... And,
but they used the old rhythm.
They used the old the same music for the Russian anthem,
different
but obviously different
words.
I don't feel loyalty to the Russian lyrics.
No, not at all. I don't
but
even know what they
I
are.
I can recite the entire thing.
Yeah.
From the old.
Bravo. This
yes.
is where everybody claps, everybody. We'll be right back.
We are excited indeed to be celebrating our 1 year anniversary here at America Out Loud. And we could not have done it without you. Well, in short order, we've become one of the fastest growing podcast and talk radio networks in the world. For all the latest news, entertainment, your blogging, and now web TV, as we celebrate our 1 year anniversary here, and we'll see you back at AmericaOutloud.com. Well, I'm not sure why we take our health for granted, but I know that many of us do, include me in that company. Recently, I had a couple of health scares that got my attention real quick. I started a new product called Healthy Cell. I took it for about 3 weeks, and man, I started to feel really good. I found myself sleeping better at night, had more energy in the day and less stress and anxieties, and just feeling better overall. Well, with those kind of results, I knew I had to do something, so I reached to the company directly with a request to bring Healthy Cell back to America Out Loud, and here it is. Well, typically you'd pay $110 plus shipping and handling. Well, now you get it for just $79.99 for the monthly plan, plus free shipping. That's right, they'll pick up the shipping, and you pay just $79.99. Use the code OUTLOUD on HealthyCell.com, or just click the banner on the front page of AmericaOutLoud.com.
And we're back.
That's been a long time.
It's funny, because,
I did go to the bathroom. I
feel rejuvenated.
We went outside, smoked a little bit, I think
had
I smoked
a cigarette. I did smoke a cigar last night.
Like a cigar, like a penis? Or?
Yeah, my date or my whoever I was there with.
Your date has a penis?
Yes. I smoked their penis.
Or a cigar?
Somebody was suggesting, don't smoke. And I'm like, wait a minute. I smoke if I want to. And then I went and bought a cigar. When I went to buy a cigar, the kid there that was selling cigars, clearly underage, he was like, hey, sorry, we don't take credit. And luckily my friend was like, hey, I got you. I got cash on me. Mm-hmm. And he bought me a cigar. And I had a cigar and a beer.
Is there
a Yingling and a cigar. I just did the exchange. And when I woke up the next morning, I could still taste the cigar in my mouth, and it was disgusting. A $10 cigar, that's what you get. Yeah. Ad. Why are you cringing?
It ruins me. It inside.
Oh, and did you know that, what are we listening to?
Cigar talk.
Oh, so,
have a cigar.
A buddy of mine. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Very appropriate.
Something rang a bell. I remembered it, so I had to play it.
So, a buddy of mine walked up, and he's like, hey, guess what? I have some Cubans. I'm like, whoa, Cuban cigars? Like the unheard of, right? You can't get Cuban cigars in America, right? But then you remember, oh, wait, that guy for the past 8 years who, did absolutely...
I got to talk to you about my Cuban story.
Oh, okay. Anyway, he had a Cuban cigar. And I said, wow, for once I actually have to say thank you to Barack Hussein Obama. For saying, hey, we're going to let the Cubans in, and we'll let the Cubans come in and give us some Cuban cigars. And the difference between the $10 cigar and the Cuban cigar that I was smoking, I couldn't tell the difference. Why? Because I'm not really a cigar smoker.
I don't know if I'll be able to tell you the difference between the cigar and cigarette.
The difference is, I'll teach you.
I can smell it and I can tell the difference.
Yes, there is a difference in odor.
But I don't know if I'll be able to taste it.
You don't usually inhale a cigar. Oh. You will get pretty sick.
You don't swallow?
No, you don't swallow. You want to spit that stuff out.
Cigar.
I guess I had a Cuban.
Let me tell you my Cuban story. Okay, yeah. Back in either second or third grade, and back then Soviet Union was in full blast. It's mid '80s. Lenin's picture in every room.
Right.
Red flags.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, of course.
Anthem.
Of course.
Comrade, blah blah blah. So. And Cuba was a huge friend of the Soviet Union.
Of the Soviets. It was
one day, second grade, our teacher comes to class early in the morning and says, we have a delegation from Cuba, our brothers from Cuba, revolutionaries,
wow.
Castro. Well, Castro wasn't, but it's like Castro's people.
Right.
It was insane because, we are not from Moscow. We're from the south, which is like two.
Azerbaijan.
Yeah. Far away. I'm like, wow, Cubans. And we're like all losing our minds. And all day long, we're preparing, putting the flags up, flags of Cuba, flags
right.
of, Soviet Union.
What
like
was the...
Learning some Spanish words, cleaning our AK-47s. And yes, you have a question?
I was going to say, what's a Cuban flag? It's
Cuban
the,
flag is like a red...
It's like Costa Rica's flag, right?
Sort of. It's like
of?
A red...
A variation of that.
Red triangle,
a triangle
with a star and
stripes
blue stripe.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Like a
so it hasn't changed.
It's a Apollo Creed shorts reversed.
Right. Just as the vehicles that they've been driving for the past, five decades.
The 1969 Corvette.
Yeah, same one now.
Yeah. Same.
Still there. Okay.
So anyway, we're like waiting, and suddenly they show up. The door opens, and a little delegation walks in, and
Castro walks in.
I expected like a
a guy in a military.
Uniform.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, those guys look like those Cubans look awfully Azeris. They had like those little mustache things.
They faked you out.
Turned out it wasn't Cuba. It was Cuba.
You
which
dummies.
Is a little district couple hours away from our town.
Wait. So who said Cuba? The teacher Cuba. Or you guys?
Director got a call from their whoever like local communist party. Members of the Cuban party are coming, and then Cuba and Cuba they spell the same.
Right.
Spelling. So she read it, misread it.
Oh, that
and, you
is
know, passed
hilarious.
The words, and you know. We waited for Cubans. We got Cubans.
Oh, you dum-dums. How old were you?
Second grade.
27. Hey, I feel as if this is the longest we've gone without reading a single story on BlueLivesMatter.blue. But the reason I want to read this particular story is because it's some conspiracy theory.
Yes.
From 2012.
Jesse. And do we have Alex here?
Yes, Alex.
Alex, hello.
Oh, I apologize. I forgot to introduce you guys. Today, this is a very special episode. Uh-huh. A professional podcast would fluff it up, but we just do it on spare of the moment. Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura just came in. Jesse, Alex, how are you?
Hey, how's it going? How's it going, Tracy? Good to be here. Al, you look good. You lost some weight.
Thanks, Jesse. I mean, Alex.
No, he
right?
hasn't. Alex. He hasn't. It's a. You're the government implanted contact lenses inside your eyes, and you're clearly seeing a thinner
it's
Al.
It's formed by faith.
Yes. Anyway, this article particularly here talks about questions about the death of the Border Patrol agent Nicholas Ivey. Is that pronounced? Ha! Cowgirl wrote this article.
Ah, long time no see.
Long
cowgirl.
Time no read of cowgirls articles.
Have you ever talked to cowgirl?
No.
Emailed?
I think
text?
On a like a no. Slack.
What's Slack?
It's like a WhatsApp, like a group chat thing.
Not like one of those erotic.
No, I wish. get CoverGirl on there too. No, see the. This is where I get nasty emails saying you should probably stop talking like that about our writers. No, Cowgirl complimented me on our podcast. Speaking of people complimenting me on podcasts, somebody walked up to the Blue Lives Matter tent and was like, hey, you guys do that podcast thing, the Criminal Masterminds thing?
Wow.
You know why he said that? Because on the other side of the tent, I told him to go over to that tent and say, hey, ask about the Criminal Masterminds podcast. They'll give you stuff for free. I don't know if he got stuff for free.
I told my wife to do that, and she didn't even do it.
It's all right.
She said no.
It's all right. So anyway, Bisbee, Arizona. John Hook with Fox 10 Phoenix is
10.
Asking questions about Border Patrol agent Nick Ivey's death. In the night of October 2nd, 2012. I-V-I-E. Ivy? Probably?
What did you say earlier today? That was... you butchered a word.
Oh, Valor?
Valor.
Valor. Valor. Valor. In the hills of outside Bisbee. The former President Barack
Bisbee.
Obama.
Bisbee? That's Bisbee?
Bisbee, B-I-S-B-E-E.
Oh, I'll tell you my Bisbee story.
Oh, great. I got later. A Bisbee story. The former Obama administration claims it was friendly fire, but now a local news station is questioning if Agent Ivy, I apologize if it may be Ivy, but I'm going to go with Agent Ivy, may have been murdered during a shootout with illegal drug runners.
Yes, he probably was, and it was covered up by the administration.
An electronic sensor went off 2 or 3 miles south of the border on that night in the area of Paul Spur, according to the Fox 10 Phoenix, who talked with local rancher Ed Ashert. Ashurst. Ashurst. Robin. Three Border Patrol agents, including Agent Ivy, responded to the area about 1 a.m. Ooh, I would imagine it would be very dark around that time. right? Two agents approached from the south, and Agent Ivy approached from the north. They used flashlights to communicate with each other and signaled to each other when they reached the top of the hilltop. There was also a full moon. Gunfire rang out, and Agent Ivy signaled back to the other two agents, and Agent Ivy was killed. 2 days later, the then Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano.
Napolitano. Oh, that's the same lady who said when the that guy, I think Nigerian.
Guam will flip over if you put too many
people. No, but she said something is dumb when the guy, the underwear bomb. I think, was it the underwear bomber?
Or is it the sock with the shoe bomber? Something,
one of the bombers, and the bomb didn't go off.
Okay.
And the bomb was on the plane, ready to go. It just little technical difficulty.
It was the underwear.
And she just
bomber,
said, like, well, the system bomber worked. You know, no, you know.
She said the system worked.
I think she said the system worked after the bomb got
after
on the plane.
After the guy, yes.
Everything yeah worked. The only thing that didn't work was the technical bomb expertise of the people who built that bomb.
Yeah.
And she was in charge of our security.
Oh, wow. Well done. Janet, as I hit Al's microphone, well done. Bravo. Janet Napolitano and the former Border Patrol Deputy Commissioner David Aguilar visited Agent Ivy's family. They told the family that they were very sorry for their loss, but the Agent Ivy had opened fire on the other two agents, who killed him in friendly fire incident. They also claimed that no one else was on the hill that night. Ah, that was clearly a lie. It was a false flag operation. Yes, Alex, it was. Yes, I agree with Alex.
They used thermite paint.
No official government. It was the Predator. He came down
yes,
here
he did
in the alien ship.
Predator.
And there was clearly nobody there because he used his camouflage.
He used that cloak. You can barely
yes,
see him.
You can see right through him.
I see you.
But Hook from Commando can definitely see him.
Cook, not Hook.
It was
Cook.
Was it Cook?
Yeah, not Cook.
I remember when he was shaving in Predator?
Yeah, that was such a cool scene.
He was
scene
shaving really high up.
Uh-huh. And you could hear that sound.
And then... Yeah,
and then he broke his razor.
I think I'm going to watch that.
Jesse, you weren't in that movie, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I had the minigun, and I was chewing an overwhelming amount of chewing tobacco.
And used that...
My cheeks were the size of softballs. Who is this child? And why is she laughing at me? You should be taking me seriously. Why are you brushing your teeth at a dinner table? It is clearly a planted toothbrush by the government. Yes, Jesse, clearly it is.
It's a thermite toothpaste.
It's a Thermont toothpaste. And she's putting an invisible cloak all over her mouth. Yes. In the no official government report was ever filed, Ashurst, who has written a book about the incident, careful, don't pull that cord. You will take the entire table off, and this podcast will die. based his beliefs on what happened in Cochise County Sheriff's Office.
Cochise?
Cochise.
Geography with Richard Dick. Yeah. I'm sorry, Richard Tracy. Which Richard is this?
Which is how do you pronounce this?
I think it was Cochise. It was in Tombstone, Arizona, in Cochise.
Cochise.
They had like Cochise County.
I didn't want to say Cochise. Cochise is from that, Cochise.
Yeah, wasn't that from Sabotage?
Oh, yeah. What's it
Beastie
called?
Boys.
Beastie Boys. The only good song that the Beastie Boys ever written. Everything else is garbage.
That's true. That was a brilliant song.
Cochise County Sheriff's Office report where Sergeant wrote that he witnessed an interview that night of a female Border Patrol agent. In that interview, the unnamed Border Patrol agent said that... were you trying to accomplish something and an ad came up?
You know what? Can you start paying... $10 per month is a lot.
No, I don't think I want to pay $10 a month.
We'll just suffer and only
to use it for an hour. Here it is. An interview, an unnamed Border Patrol agent said that she heard multiple voices, Spanish-speaking individuals, She also said that she saw three or four people walking south towards Mexico. It's a really good song. I like the song. The video is really cool, too. The sergeant said that he saw blood droplets and going down the hill towards Mexico, and that fresh blood was found in three plastic drinking bottles. Other evidence was found that suggests that area was a smuggling route for a bed down area. What's a bed down area?
It's somewhere where you make.
We clearly don't know. Ashurst believes without a doubt the agent that Agent Ivy was fired upon by smugglers, and that he returned fire and he was murdered by the smugglers. You know, this would have been a pretty bad story if it came out during the election. You know, but clearly, you show that look at the disarray that the Border Patrol, they're shooting each other. So the typical numbnuts who's out there on the fence and doesn't know who to vote for be like, well, clearly clearly it's not a problem. They're so bored out there that they're shooting each other. I think I'll vote for Obama. And anyway, Fox 10 Phoenix reached out to the Department of Homeland Security but has not received a response. You know what I'm picturing when I read that? I'm picturing a cigarette-smoking man carrying a box
Pentagon.
Into the Pentagon right at the end of one of the episodes.
Slowly
he pulls out one of the trays. He puts whatever it is.
Right next to that jar with the alien.
The worm or whatever. And then he slides it back in and he walks out. It's a long hallway. Yep. Or the end of Indiana Jones where... remember when he puts the crate in the storage and it's like an arena size.
You know, I need to rewatch
it. I think it's Raiders of the Lost Ark.
I'm forgetting now.
Oh, wow. You need to watch
it. It's been like years.
That's a good series.
Something that I would want to watch is this Sabotage the movie. This video is so cool. If you guys haven't seen it, it's from
they
like
never made
1994. I think 94.
93,
it's
94.
It's a video like Beastie Boys, which, you know, I don't really care for them, but it's three of them, and they're all dressed up in the 70s detectives, right?
Right.
Like
some kind
of squad.
Old school detectives.
And
big mustaches, hair, aviator sunglasses.
Short sleeve shirts and ties.
Skinny ties.
The entire video is just they're chasing bad guys and shooting and racing those old 70s big cars.
It looked good.
I would want to watch that.
As a matter of fact, they shot that video better than the majority, a good portion of action films back in those days.
That's true.
It was very, very, very good. Fox 10 Phoenix also reached out to the dummy Janet Napolitano and David Aguilar, and of course haven't received no response. Of course they would not. And then
those people don't exist.
The names of the two Border Patrol agents who were also present that night have never been released and were transferred within days after the incident. That's because they were shipped to Mars.
Thanks for this very observant.
SpaceX. SpaceX actually existed back then and was successful. And they put him on a rocket and they sent him out to Mars.
Thank you, Alex.
Thanks.
That's a very good observation.
I am glad, Oof. Bomberoo. Bomberoo indeed. Anyway, we still got a little bit of time. We could probably do another story.
Didn't you have a Cochise
story for us?
Well, not Cochise story. I had Bisbee.
Oh, yeah.
My story is the only time I heard Bisbee before was in, as a matter of fact, Tombstone. Mm-hmm. The 1990... Was it 5 or 94?
94, I want to say, but
whatever,
I could be wrong.
Kurt Russell and Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday.
And of course,
it's a movie about
Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton and Jason Priestley from 90210.
Yes, I hated that character. He's
and the reason,
just
a dumb
character.
Only time they mentioned it, remember when they had like a little show in their little theater? That the cowboys were in the front row, and Wyatt and his brothers and their wives in those balconies, and you know, and the mayor and the, like, you know, more respectable people in the back. Yes. And there was a magic show, and his name was Professor Gilman. And one of the cowboys named Barnes, he said, "Professor Gilman, I've seen him in Bisbee. He catches stuff." And then the guy who played Stillwell, he pulls the gun out and just like, "Hey, Professor, catch this," and just shoots. Not the guy, but I think like at the whatever he had in his hand.
Suck on this.
Yeah, that was from another movie. That's my Bisbee story.
Yeah, that's a great story. Thank you for sharing with
us. Yeah, what do you think, Alex?
It's great.
Jesse? You weren't in that movie,
no,
were you?
No, for once, Jesse would say that. I think you're terrible at this. You should don't quit your day job.
Well, you sucked as a Captain America in the Running
Captain
Man.
Captain America, yes. Got killed by Arnold.
Yeah, fake. That's when they faked him in, like, with the green screen.
Yeah. Yes. And did they? Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah. I need to watch that movie again. Can I please... this whole Aaron Hernandez thing, enough already, okay? Enough of this Aaron Hernandez convictions dismissed and he's a free man and all that. Enough! God, why are we still on it? And Blue Lives Matter also gave him attention because they wrote an article, because I was scrolling through to see what the next article that I'm gonna read.
Can you recap for me what did he do? What was he who he killed? Because I heard that he was found not guilty of something. Can you just
recently,
quickly, very briefly, just give me
no
highlights.
he was found guilty of the primary murder.
Like, what happened? What did he do?
Some guy bumped into him at a bar, spilled a drink on him, and he didn't like it very much, so he killed him.
It's like Tombstone. Hey, catch this. Bang.
Yeah, it's big. Let's go outside.
And Maddie, where is Wyatt? Right behind you, you son of a bitch. Bang!
Bang. And then they drove out to like some industrial park, and they offed the guy. Oh. And then he, after that, just casually went to practice.
Wow, that's like, amazing.
Whatever. And they're like, hey, Aaron, how's it going? Hey, Tom nice Brady.
Tackle.
Hey, you! Hey, man!
Oh, he played with Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady.
I know like a couple football players, and Brady's one of them.
I don't recall Aaron Hernandez playing football because I don't follow Patriots. But from what I understand, he was actually a good football player.
Oh.
Idiot, dumb, just it's dumb.
He could have met Trump.
Yeah. It's amazing. He had millions of dollars, fame.
Anything come out of
that
year?
I think next year he would have won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. If not that year.
Super Bowl.
And he just threw it all away on this stupid... And now that, you know, he died and committed suicide, I guess...
Allegedly.
He
Yes,
of course. He didn't really commit suicide.
No, he didn't. He didn't. He was definitely strangled. Come on.
NFL killed
him. Right? The NFL came out. Roger Goodell wouldn't do it, but he had people...
False helmet operation.
It was the same guy. It was the same guy who killed D in The Wire. He's clearly still in jail. Clearly still in jail and clearly a gun for hire. A patsy. A false flag. Smoke and mirrors.
Yes, smoke and mirrors. Just like during the JFK assassination.
He put thermite paint around his neck and it blew up.
It rubs a lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
So anyway, can we just... I'm not even gonna read this article. I'm tired of giving Aaron Hernandez attention. Can we please stop doing it? Starting with myself because I'm talking about it. But I'm articulating my frustration that everybody wants to talk about him. He died a free man. What's the why are we extending sympathy towards murderers, towards criminals? Still to this day, we do this.
It's part of the culture now.
Oh, what happened?
You know,
who did this to our culture?
I don't know what happened, but criminals are being treated like heroes,
and cops are.
I'm not even saying that. I don't care. Treat cops the way you want to treat them. That's a separate story. Why do you have to treat criminals like
as
they're
heroes.
Victims?
Yeah, they're not victims. Just stop it. Just stop it.
Let me tell you my candle story. Actually, it's candle
please.
Story. Very quick, briefly.
No, you can take your time.
Candle.
You can get into very specific details.
Term for candle was actually a medicine that was back in the day, and I don't know if they may have it here. I mean, it's Russia after all.
We're not in Russia.
Candle was they call it's like a elongated thing that they would put
elongated.
In the elongated. It, they would put directly in the anus of children, and that would dissolve.
Oh, and yes. Sir, yes. Yeah, it's, what do you call it?
And that was privy to a... on a couple occasions to witness our grandma inserting a candle into you, Richard.
Oh, yes, I do recall. It was, there's a name for them. It makes you go, a suppository or whatever.
I don't know what it is, but they called it candle, like svechka. Dajmo svechko. Dajmo svechko.
Hang on a sec. It was to make you go...
I don't know what it was. I think it was a medicine that actually dissolves through your anus into the US system.
Oh, yeah. I think. Maybe.
If I'm not mistaken.
I thought it was...
I mean... You were like a...
But they have those things that makes you have a bowel
enema?
Movement.
No? Yes.
A bowel movement. Yeah, yeah.
Or speaking like of bowel
or
movement...
Or it softens your
I haven't had one
stool.
In nearly 24 hours.
Oh, you might want to do that. That's not healthy.
No, I know. I work.
But I do recall that. It was very uncomfortable. This is Russian medicine
you
for
you.
You
were screaming.
Yeah, I didn't want anything...
Dad was restraining you. And
of course, I didn't
grandma
want anything
was
inserted
just
in my anus.
She would pull your pants down, and you clenched you instead of you just relaxing. The
yeah,
way
it made it worse,
to,
right?
You clenched it. Maybe that's why you have ass problems nowadays with all the hemorrhoids.
Maybe, yeah.
Because of the candles.
No,
yeah, it's
yeah.
all
For
came
some
a
reason,
full circle.
I still don't understand why they called it candles, though.
Svechka, svechka.
Oh, svechka is candles in Russian, if anybody's wondering. Here's the story that caught my attention. Is a Louisiana house. Passes, Louisiana House passes Alton Sterling bills, which would deny due process to police officers. Now, this is the title. Hang on, it wouldn't deny them due process. I think it would reduce it. But Baton Rouge, Louisiana,
Moulin Rouge.
We all remember Alton Sterling, right? It's
no,
the guy that
the guy with
had a gun on him and fought with the cops.
Cops
and the, yeah, and then they offed him because he had a gun on him.
And going for it.
And going for it, yeah. I'm sorry. Two bills that were introduced in response to Alton Sterling's shooting have passed the Louisiana House. Both bills are blatantly unfair to police and deny them their due process, according to WBRZ.
WBRZ!
The first bill introduced by Baton Rouge Representative Ted James passed by a vote of 102
Ted.
To 0. 102 to 0? Wow.
I mean, they really like that bill then.
It's like a vote in Azerbaijan.
Yeah. You got...
Something's rigged.
You got 99.8% of votes.
Yeah, a candidate won 100%.
Yeah.
In that bill, the amount of time that police officers have to hire an attorney after an incident of an officer-involved shooting or injury was reduced from 30 days to 14 days with some exceptions. That's kind of messed up. So there, now this hasn't been passed yet. It still has to go to the Senate. But the House also voted to pass a related bill by a vote of 97 to 0. Another.
What happened to the other? Did they just abstain from the voting?
Another pre-fall of Soviet Union vote. Like this is the kind of vote you'd have in Cuba and North Korea. Yeah. 97 to 0. Castro, 97. Anybody else, 0.
Like Joe Schmo.
Joe Schmo. Poor Joe Schmo.
Yeah.
Should be a,
Joe Schmo's
we
everywhere.
We need to develop it into a character.
Yeah.
In that bill, a council would have the ability to revoke the certification of a suspended or discharged officer. Well, if an officer gets discharged,
wouldn't they
lose their certification in that case? I don't know. Anyway,
that's one of the redundant, pointless bills that they like to pass, and then they say, "Oh, we did it just to show that
just
they actually did something."
Yeah.
Meanwhile, they
or
didn't
we
do
tried,
anything.
Kind of like the seven rounds in New York, instead of just so stupid. Where a bad guy would be like, "Hey, Joe Schmo, listen, man, this new bill passed. I know we're about to go do a drive-by.
Yeah, and we have a 30-round magazine.
We have a 30-round magazine, but they only want to... Or it's like, what, 15-round magazine, and they only want to use 7?
Even if you have 10 round, even if you have 8-round magazine,
whatever.
You would use 8 rounds if you were a criminal.
We need to take this one round out, yo. It's like, I know we're about to commit a murder, like the worst crime
like
ever.
That guy just bumped into me and spilled beer, and I'm going to go and
kill him.
But I need to take...
Aaron Hernandez, yeah. When Aaron Hernandez drove out to the industrial park with a guy, he was like, "Oh man, guys, can we stop off somewhere?" Or
I gotta drop off
these.
At the same time, I must say that when he was driving, he never exceeded 35 miles per speed.
Yeah, because of how strict they are. Yeah. And meanwhile, who was that governor or senator who was speeding through the neighborhood and the media caught on to?
Who didn't?
Jersey and... who didn't, really? Anyway, Baton Rouge police officers Salamani and Lake were cleared of a federal wrongdoing on Thursday for the July 2016 officer-involved shooting death of Alton Sterling. The Department of Justice found that there wasn't evidence to support civil rights charges against either police officer. How would they go about that with civil rights? I mean, where does that come in?
I don't know. I mean, every time something happens, I hear there will be a civil rights inquiry, or, you know, they're all seeking charges. And I've never heard that anyone actually being charged by DOJ for civil rights violation. Did anyone ever get charged?
I don't know. Not in this instance.
Then the guy who shot in the guy was running away from him, and he shot him in the back. They caught a plea deal, I heard. And once again, I just heard it on fakenews.com.
The Joe Schmo Show.
Joe Schmo Show. I heard that he cut a deal that if he pleads guilty for civil charges, they will drop the actual murder charges against him.
Right.
So
I would imagine all the anti-police people would be outraged by it. Be like, what do you mean? He's just going to be penalized civilly so he doesn't have to go to jail?
I don't know. Ask Joe Schmo.
Joe Schmo.
Let's go to joeschmo.com.
Joeschmo.com.
That's how prepared we are today.
Baton Rouge Police, anyway. Other information that was released from the DOJ investigation, Sterling possessed the .38. Anyway, we all know the story of Sterling dying and being, I'd say, a prime contributor to his own death.
Sterling.
The family Lexi was not Sterling. Happy with the decision. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, here's a bill for you. It needs to go through the Senate. That'll go through the Senate. I don't know. But anyway, just interesting how, again, they just want to, instead of being a little more strict on, I don't know, people who don't show up to court or, I don't know, DUI drivers. Somebody told me they locked up somebody for their 6th DUI in 18 months, and the guy was still out driving. 6th DUI in 18 months. How does that? I can't. It doesn't compute in my head. Yet here is this blatant attack. To say, for lack of a better word, to deplete any ability for any police officer to, I don't know, get an attorney within 15, 14 days now versus 30. Versus, hey, this guy didn't show up to court 3 times.
Yeah.
We'll continue. I'll mark off no for the 4th time. No more defense continuances. Yeah.
For the fourth time.
So, folks, I don't know what to tell you other than that. Anyway, thank you, everybody, for listening to us. Just before we go, let's check in with Chicago. Oh, what's the count these days with Chicago?
You know what? I haven't even looked at it. Chicago.
Chicago. And how's the old man doing with his diaper?
The old man, I might say, let me... You know, I can do only 2 things at a time. One thing at a time. I heard Caesar could do Julius Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our friend Julius Caesar. I heard he could do multiple things. He could multitask and do many things at the same time. And I can do only 1 thing at a time, and I can either search for Chicago murders. Mm-hmm. What is it? May we have May? You know what? It's May of last year. Why is this? Oh, I'm sorry. 2017. I have to look at 2017. May of this year so far. How many murders? They're dots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. And today's the 14th. 17. And the 2017 death toll is 213. I need to do that website for my father-in-law. Like same type, and like put red dots every time
for his blowout.
He soils his diaper and he doesn't make it to the toilet. Since last broadcast, I must say we only had one accident in a diaper, and
that's not bad.
That occurred last weekend when I worked the whole day, and my wife took care of him. So for me, it was zero.
For her,
0.0, Mr. Blutarski.
0.0.
And well, for her, it was one. So overall, it's one time.
Well done.
Bravo. You know, yeah, I think it was two last time,
it's
right?
It's a good week.
And one this time.
Not bad at all.
Not bad.
Not a bit at all. Thank you, everybody, for listening to us. Our time has come.
Thank you, Alex.
To go to bed. Anytime. Thank you. I'll be teleporting into my
thank you, Mikey. Today we just put him in a corner to give the mics to
he
Alex.
He has a cone on top of his head and he's facing a corner.
Yes, he's been a
Mikey,
naughty boy.
Yes.
Okay.
He needs to come back next week.
Call
him right now because it does take him about a week to give you
a week
to
respond.
Your
call. Yeah, I know. I know. Alrighty, everybody. Thank you very much. Be safe. Be careful tonight and every night. And thank you for listening to us. Take care. Bye.